I know most of our troops are up there at Wawona, but if there are any kids, it's time for Children's Story. Come on down.
Okay, I guess, oh, here they come. I guess I was going to turn around and teach it to the big kids. While they're coming down, though, I have something that was handed to me. Everybody knows that I'm a school teacher, or most of you do, that was handed to me by a student that I had last year, and he moved away. And as a teacher, I'm used to talking to little kids all the time. And I notice adults, since I became a teacher, have a hard time sometimes talking to kids about what they believe. And I want to share this with the whole church before I do my story, because I think we all need to hear this. I share my beliefs with my students. Even though it's a public school, I still share my beliefs. And this little boy moved away, and this is what he wrote to me. Don't grow weary, for you shall always win. You are loved by the one and all, the King of Kings, also known as our God. You were brought to this world for one purpose, and that purpose is to serve God, for you are the one he chose to call his son. Thanks for putting up with me, Mr. Spence, for teaching me the important things and being there for me. Sincerely, Gadiel. Don't ever not talk to little ones when they ask questions, because you get little things like this, and that's better than any paycheck I've ever received in the 18 years of teaching. All right, how many of you would like to ride bicycles? How many of you taught yourself to ride a bicycle? Oh, good, most of you. Well, I want to tell you a story about me learning to ride a bicycle. I wanted a bicycle. I was 6 years old. My cousin was 7, and he was getting a new bike, and he had this beautiful red bicycle. And red's my favorite color. So I wanted this bicycle. I kept bugging my uncle. Uncle Fay, can I have Danny's bike? You don't know how to ride a bike. I'll learn, I promise. Nope, you can't have it. Well, on my birthday, this bicycle was sitting in our house. And my uncle said, well, I guess because it's your birthday, you can have this bicycle. But don't you just love it when the adults tell you something and they say, but? It means you're going to have to do something. He says, you can have the bike on one condition. You don't use training wheels. Anybody here ever use training wheels? Yep. I had a set ready to go, but he said I couldn't use training wheels. So it's like, okay. Okay, Uncle Fay, I'll do it. I can teach myself. So the next day I got on my bike. I sat there, put my foot up on the pedal, pushed the pedal, and guess what happened? I fell right over. Scraped my arm, got mad, threw the bike down, went in the house. I'm never going to learn to ride a bike. First time I tried. Never going to learn to ride a bike. Well, then my dear sweet mom comes up and says, son, if you want to learn to ride a bike, I can help you. And I looked at her and I said, okay. She said, but we can't do it till tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow, I got to wait another day. So the next day we get out, my mom gets the bike and she sets me on it and she's holding it and I'm saying, don't let go, I don't want to fall down. She says, I won't let go until I know you're ready. So she starts walking up the sidewalk with me real slow and I'm saying, faster. So she's a little faster and I said, okay, let go. She goes, no, you're not ready. No, let go, I'm ready. So she let go. Guess what happened? I fell down again. Was I ready? Nope, I wasn't ready. So, got up again. I said, let's try one more time. So, a little faster. She goes, now I'm not going to let go. So, a little faster. Go, let go, Mom, let go. I got it. No, you're not ready. No, let go. Guess what happened? I fell down again. This time, though, I got mad. And I blamed my mom. I said, it's your fault I fell down. You let go of the bike. She goes, but you told me to let go of the bike. But you're not supposed to. You're supposed to hold the bike. Well, this went on for like 2 hours. And I walked in the house, left my bike on the sidewalk, and my mom said, well, whenever you're ready, you calm down, we'll go back out and do it again. So after about 10, 15 minutes, I calmed down, didn't apologize. I just said, Mom, I'm ready, let's go. So she grabbed me, grabbed the bike, and she said, let's do it again. And she let go when I told her to let go, and I fell down again. And I got mad at her again. Well, eventually, at the end of that day, I learned how to ride the bike, even though I was scraped up on both arms, both knees. My cheek got a scrape on it. But what I learned when I got older is my mom was showing me Jesus' love. Because when Jesus asks us to do something, or we ask Jesus to help us do something, and it doesn't go quite the way we want, a lot of times, what do? We get mad at Jesus, right? And get angry, and we tell him, we don't want your help anymore. You didn't help me. But when we calm down and we're ready to go again, Jesus is right there to help us again, isn't he? Jesus did us a wonderful thing. He gave us mommies and daddies, grandmas and grandpas, that show us his love on this earth. So Jesus loves us so much that he will never give up on us, just like our mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas will never give up on us. So we need to be blessed. We need to count our blessings that we have a wonderful, wonderful Savior in Jesus, that no matter how angry we get, no matter how upset we get with him, and no matter how many times we want to quit, he's always going to be there for us, just like your mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas. So who would like to have prayer for us today? Nobody? Nobody wants to have prayer? How about if, here we go. Who's going to have prayer back here? Huh? There we go. Yeah, right here.
Hold your hands. Dear Lord, thank you for our children, that we learn lessons from them as much as they learn lessons from us. I pray, Lord, that you'll be with the pastor and the group that is up at Wawona, that they may find a blessing in every step as they're out in the wilderness and seeing and seeking you. Help us, Lord, to always remember that Jesus is the reason that we strive to learn and do. Just like Wayne learning to ride his bike, we're learning something all the time. Help us to continue to learn as we get older and as we are old. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, you may go back. Make sure you give your family a big hug.